ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, let's get ready. This is the Monday Night Watch-Along.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to Monday Night Watch-Along, and here's the thing.
See, what happened was...
What happened was... You might notice that the last episode was week 124, and this one says week 132. Or 131, my bad. See, what happened was I had a bunch of episodes on Audacity that weren't saved. The computer shut down, and lost all seven of them, or six of them, however many it was. So, and we definitely ain't going over and watching that again. So, but... What we can tell you is we've had a couple pay-per-views in that time frame.
Go back and watch them. If you're keeping score with us, we'll tell you our scores.
Yeah, I believe when we left off, week 124, lots happened actually since then. Macho Man has now entered into a feud with Hulk Hogan. Sting is the world champion officially.
Finally.
Stone Cold and Shawn Michaels shit's heating up. Actually, I think... Mike Tyson, you guys have any? We didn't do Mike Tyson yet. Mike Tyson's been here. The whole Stone Cold Mike Tyson confrontation. All that good stuff's happened that we've watched. Right. And, yeah.
So watch it.
In that time frame, I mean, it's been pretty similar.
Right.
Weeks for each company. Nitro's won a couple. Raw's won a couple. Neither of them's been pretty... I mean, honestly, lately, Nitro's been failing on the extracurriculars because they're... Oh, it's just stupid promos. But then apparently not, because they've gotten 8s, 7s, 6s, 6s, right. 4s. So, attacks after the matches, but that's what it is. But yeah, go back and watch them if you want to. If not, then this is where we're picking up week 131. Coming in to tonight, Nitro up 1969 to 1542 for me. 1958 to 1592 for Dang, and pretty much where it was, just a couple few points more for each side there. So we're coming up on the go home show for Uncensored and the main event of, I believe, Hogan versus Macho, right? Yep, Hogan versus Macho at Uncensored. But first,
when Sting's fighting Razor for the belt, how's that not
the world or the main event, right?
Right.
Hogan had to find a way to get himself in the main event there. Week 131, March 9th, 1998. We're coming to you live, starting off with WCW. Coming to you live from Winston-Salem, North Carolina at the Lawrence Joe Veterans Memorial Coliseum. That's a mouthful. Starting off the night, Cat defeats Damian. Sick Boy defeats Lenny Lane. Bill Goldberg defeats Barry Darso. Dean Malenko defeats Kidman. Brian Adam defeats Chaos. Scott Norton defeats Juventud. Chris Benoit, DDP defeat Raven and Saturn. Actually, ends in a no contest. British Bulldog defeats Conan. Chris Jericho defeats Disco to retain his cruiserweight. Booker T defeats Chavo Guerrero Jr. Ric Flair defeats Kurt Hennig by DQ. Lex Luger and Rick Steiner versus Scott Norton and Scott Steiner. Double count.
Yes, guys, Steiners broke up.
Oh, yeah, Steiners broke up. That's right. Yeah, yeah, that's probably pretty important, too. Yeah, Scott finally turned on Rick and now in NWO, so obviously they're in a feud.
Right.
And our main event, Macho came out with Sting and Giant and challenged the NWO to a six-man tag. So it's going to be Hogan, Nash, Hall versus Savage, Sting, Giant. That's our main event. We're going to get that one started at 2 hours, 5 minutes, 16 seconds, 2:05:16 in 3, 2, 1, play.
for life.
Who became a Hollywood Hogan? I know poor Lex doesn't even get included in this. Right. I guess they had to have somebody back up Rick Steiner.
Right, yeah, they had somebody back up Rick Steiner.
Outsiders World Tour. What the hell's up with that?
Man, what's going on?
I am the man. Oh! Ric Flair didn't have a problem with that, though.
What?
Hogan's shirt says, I am the man.
Of course you don't have a problem with that. Does he think Hogan's the man?
I don't know. Probably not.
He thinks Bret Hart's the man.
Storyline.
He's a storyline man.
At least turn the lights off if they're going to have this music.
So fuck up, Shivani. I hate that. Man, I hate that guy.
Yes. Okay, why, who's making a mistake about that? Everybody knows.
Nobody's disputing that, man. This is the 2020 elections.
It took you fucking people a long time. Oh, I got legitimately dropped on my head, so let's wear a neck brace for fucking 2 months afterwards now.
Right.
What do you think happens?
This.
And immediately,
of course,
everybody in the ring on their preferred opponents. Mm-hmm. Hawk on Macho, Sting on Hall, and Giant on Nash.
Nice.
Immediately, Rainey goes out to the fucking guardrails.
Immediately.
There we go. Oh, come on, Randy.
Come on, Randall. Oh,
Sting getting the 10 punch in the corner on Razor. / Hall. And Hogan sees that. He's going to go help. Oh, Sting blocks the right hand. Puts Hogan down with the right hand of his own. Puts Hall down with the right hand. Now Hogan's begging for his life.
Of course
Sting's going to get up. Punch 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ooh, that should have been a disqualification.
Yep.
Uh-oh, winding up his big right hand. Ooh, and takes him down.
Takes him down. Oh! Oh,
comes with a slap to the back of the head.
Little slap-slap-a-roo.
Oh, bitch. Oh, atomic drop. Down goes Hollywood. Whoa. Hogan and Sting starting it off, though.
Mm. Right. You never see that.
Get a pin. 2 count. Oh, a poke to the eye. Classic Hogan. Vintage Hogan.
Vintage.
And a back rake. No more vintage Hogan. Face first on the turnbuckle. Goes Sting and a right hand into the turnbuckle. Goes Hogan's going to load a lot of right hands on him and whip him into the other corner. Followed by his clothesline that he usually does. Hanks things down. Hogan pounding the shit out of his face.
Oh, everybody knows that.
Oh, good for you, Sting. Sting's going to try and pin. 1, 2, kick out.
No, 2 count only.
Why wouldn't they be extended? Like, they idiots. Fucking... Oh, my gosh.
How stupid are they?
Stone Cold... A couple Stone Cold shirts in the crowd.
Nice.
You don't really see a lot of WWF shirts in WCW.
No.
Oh, comes the big cast guy. Well, shouldn't Diesel be in? Yeah, Diesel. This dude's been in there for 3 years, and I keep calling him Diesel. Here comes Kevin Nash. Fans want that. Big guy versus big guy.
Wait, they're tagging him right now.
Right. Well, Giant turns his back. Hogan and Hall come in. He picks both of them up. He gets punched in the back of the head by Nash. Why aren't the other two guys then helping? The worst teammates ever, dude. Ridiculous. He said Nash is tagging Hogan instead of tagging in Hall. There's trouble here.
Oh, my God.
Why is there trouble? They just tagged him in. They've been tagging in everybody. Bobby Heenan, you're an idiot. They're really trying to play this stupid-ass storyline that... I don't even know what the goal here is.
Nothing. There's no goal.
Because Nash is the one that turns and fucking makes the Wolfpack.
All right.
So, unless this leads up to that, which I don't fucking remember, but as of now, I don't see the point of it. Because they had no ideas left. It was like, oh, we got to do something.
Right.
You got real excellent input tonight, man.
The ref is overly...
enforcing rules.
Just staying in Macho, though.
He's reminding me right now of that stupid AEW ref. He's being a little bit too out there.
He's always. Always.
Who is it? Robinson or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rip off that neck collar.
Right. They're really trying to kill this guy if they thought it was a legit. What the hell is the ref's problem, dude? That dude's fucking baseball slid out of the ring quick. He's making sure that they stay in the corners, but Hall and Nash and them can do whatever the fuck they want. I don't understand what the hell's going on here. Hogan gonna get on the second rope. Oh my gosh, dude. He's the stiffest fucking guy ever.
He is. What's he doing?
I don't know. Choking over something.
Oh, come on.
Giant, dude.
Nash is like, hey, don't fucking mock me. I can't do that anymore. Oh, he's doing it now. Nice.
He is, too. This ref's really pissing me the fuck off, dude. This match is pissing me off right now.
Yes.
This is dumb.
Oh, there it is. Took him fucking long enough. They can do whatever they want outside the ring, ref.
Triple team, but not making them get back in the... I don't understand it. They're beating the hell out of Giant in the corner, and the refs... Oh, finally, here comes... What the hell happened? Sting tried to do something, and then Giant... He didn't know Giant was going to do that, apparently.
Something happened. Sting went for a low blow?
Something, I don't know. Skull trying to hold the leg of Giant to get a tag. All you got to do is reach out your arm, Giant. There you go. Here comes Macho. Decent pop, I guess.
There's a spit. So we count how many times.
And now the Giants hawk it up. He's no selling now.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
Why do you care what's going on over there?
So fucking down, dude.
Why is Nash running away?
Why is he making him go? It just doesn't make any sense. Nash is running away, and the ref is trying to make Giant go back to the ring like he gives a shit.
Right.
Meanwhile, Hogan goes in the corner and gets a big elbow from Macho. So now it's a 2-on-2. Ooh. Bulldog. Oh, Stinger Splash the Hall. Boom. I'm going to get another one in the other corner. There it is. All we need is Hogan down in the middle of the ring for a big elbow drop. We got a complete match here. Wow.
Macho just took out Dex Bischoff.
Oh, well, here comes the fucking
Brutus.
Disciple. I forget. His name was, remember him, Booty Man?
Yeah, Booty Man. That's what it was.
What's he going to do? There, Stunner. The Stunner. The Apocalypse. That's what his name was? Disciple? Was it the Disciple or the Apocalypse? I don't know.
He's a Disciple.
But the ref was the dumbest fucking part of this match.
Like, you guys don't know who that is. Come the fuck on. Everybody knows who this guy is.
Everybody knows who he is. Who is he? Fucking retarded, dude. Those sunglasses. Those sunglasses really do it. Oh, no. See, guys, you guys didn't miss anything because it's been shit like this for the past 4 or 5 weeks anyways. What do you give the crowd?
5.
I'll give it a 5-2. Give the match
3-2.
I was gonna give it a 3.
I'll give it a 2 because there was solid tag team work.
We give extra.
What was extra?
Every fucking promo that was gay as hell.
Now 3.
I'll give him a 2. Shit was boring as shit. Which is gonna bring my total to 10. Dang's total to 9.
That's one of the worst nitros in recent memory.
Dang's total to 10 as well. Yeah, it was terrible. Terrible.
They had nothing to offer to North Carolina tonight.
You sure didn't. A weak fucking Ric Flair promo and everything, dude. What's up with that? Either or, my 10's going to bring my total from 1069 to 1079. Dang's total of 1050 or 1958 to 1968. That's where we'll leave off. That's the go-home show, guys, for the fucking pay-per-view. Woo! We'll be back for Triple H versus Savio Vega.
Oh, jeez.
All right, we're back. Next night, Raw. March 9, 1998. And got to say, they won this night already. Pretty worthy Stone Cold promo. That kind of, if you really want to have a pinpoint of where the actual Mr. McMahon Stone Cold feud starts, it's tonight, probably. Some shit got pretty testy between the two. Crowd was loving it.
Good stuff.
Stone Cold carried a 20-minute segment. Didn't shut the fuck up for 20 minutes.
Didn't.
It was good stuff. Go back and watch it. Other than that, Shawn Michaels promo. Meh. Kane, Undertaker playing playing supernatural fucking games and shit with each other.
Who knows what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of sad. You go back and watch that stuff now, and it's like,
dude, what the hell's going on here, man?
That? And in a world of Stone Cold, you get Undertaker's little disappearing shit. I don't know how that shakes up, but
it's like the first time they used it, though.
Well, it won't be the last. Especially Ministry of Darkness shit about to happen, dude.
That's gonna be good, though.
We're coming to you live from we'll see. We're coming to you live from Wheeling, West Virginia.
Ooh.
At the Wheeling Civic Center. Can Shamrock, Steve Blackman defeat the Nation of Domination? That's like Steve Blackman's third or fourth straight win against these guys, who was Farouk and Rock in this match. Farouk walks out on the Rock. So slowly but surely, competition about to set forth between those two, probably at WrestleMania, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Windham defeats Owen Hart by count out in a European Championship match. Aguila defeats Brian Christopher who has Jerry Lawler in his corner by disqualification. Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie defeat the Quebecers for some reason.
Why?
Headbangers defeat the Rock and Roll Express to retain the tag team championship. Didn't even know those guys were tag champs, but why?
Wait, they're tag...
Yeah, they won it against... who the hell did they win it? I don't know, it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, the New Age Outlaws are, aren't they?
No, they won it against them, remember? I think somebody interfered.
Oh. Whatever.
It might have been Cactus Jack, Chainsaw Charlie. Okay. Mark Merrill defeats Tafka Goldust. Sable and Luna's, that's the real feud there.
Right.
Which, this is... They're hyping this up. This is the second main event. This is pretty much the main event of the night.
It's not bad, and everybody wants to see it.
And they do. Sable's fucking over as shit. Probably the second most over person in the roster right now, right besides now. Stone Cold.
Mm-hmm.
Then the main event, if you want to call it that, Savio Vega versus Triple H.
Okay.
But if you watch Stone Cold's promo earlier.
He's waiting.
He said as soon as Triple H steps foot in that ring, he'll be there. So we'll see what happens here because we only have about 5 minutes left of this whole night anyway. So 1 hour, 27 minutes, 52 seconds. 1 hour, 27 minutes, 52 seconds in 3, 2, 1, play. Oh, getting ready for him, are they? Who the fuck are the other two guys? These three guys, they do nothing.
I know, right? Oh, jeez, come on. This is ridiculous.
Who's that guy?
I don't even know.
He didn't get to tell me about that. What's stopping Austin from attacking him on the stage?
Right now, right?
Oh, because he's with a bunch of referees. That's why. Two referees, like, that's going to stop Austin. Three referees. Triple H looks like a little bitch right now, getting protected by a bunch of fucking security and referees.
Sad.
Oh, by the way, Shawn Michaels is not at the arena tonight. He had video promo earlier.
Right.
Who?
Shawn Michaels?
Most intelligent, huh? They just bury Bret Hart like fucking crazy, dude. Yeah, I wouldn't want to go to West Virginia either. No offense, West Virginia.
Right.
Damn, that bitch took a fucking mega camera.
Dead.
Bet she got some good shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, get this match started. We got lumberjacks of security around the ring. Match actually starts, so remember that. There was a bell ring. So there will be a match score.
Right, bell rings, so how is it no contest?
Are you spoiling it for everybody? Well, there he comes.
I mean, it shouldn't have took that long.
There he comes. Boom. Who's going to be the first one to get punched? Oh, no. Pat. Well, Briscoe takes a stunner first. Boom. That was terrible. Whoever this ref is takes a stunner. Hey, it took a nice one. Savio. Boom.
Match should be over with right
Shawn
there.
Shawn Michaels in the ring.
With a Savio win. Boom.
Stone Cold gets a sweet chin music.
It should have been a Savio win.
It should have been a Savio win.
By disqualification.
Yep. Sweet chin music. Shawn Michaels out of nowhere. Oh, did he hurt himself? Shouldn't wear cowboy boots and try to do sweet chin music, bro.
Right.
Oh, a chair. We'll be right. We'll be back, folks. I was about to hit him in the face. We give him a man, or the crowd.
Crowd. a 6.
Give him a 7. What are you talking about? They were fucking loud as shit for Stone Cold.
Decent.
What do you give the match?
Pretty damn good collar and elbow there, so.
You're going to give it a 1?
No.
Nothing?
Don't deserve nothing. Why would it even give it a 1?
It's true.
What did they do? I mean, the collar and elbow was pretty damn good.
What do you give extra?
Extra, I give it a 7.
I'm giving it a 10. Everything was good. There was nothing that was bad. That was extra. Name one thing.
Yeah, I can go higher. I'll go 8.
Either or. That damn no match and it's costing them 17. I still, they win pretty handily tonight. Right. 17 for me and 15 for Dang.
14, man.
15 for Dang. 14. Sad, dude. That's sad. Last week, they didn't have a match either, so they're really hurting themselves.
Right.
17 for me, 14 for Dang. My 17 is going to bring my total from 1542 to 1539. I mean, 39.
15, what the fuck is going 15, on?
1559. Dang's 14 is going to bring us total from 1592.
Uh-oh, into the 1600s.
1606.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in 1600s. 1606.
Hey, that's going to do it for us tonight. Go home show for Uncensored. Nitro takes, they didn't extend their lead. Raw chipped in a little bit to their lead.
Chipped in just tonight, a little.
But still ahead, 1979 to 1559 for me. And 1968 to 16... Oh, I just whistled there. 1968 to 1606. Dang. And next week will be Macho versus Hogan, Uncensored main event, followed by Luger and Sting versus Hogan and Savage.
Oh, no.
And a tag match on WCW. And see how well this one goes over. Luna versus Sable in the main event there. And that is the go-home show for WrestleMania. So,
I wonder what happens with Hogan and Savage, why they are tagging again now.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure. Yeah, right. What the hell happens?
They got a pay-per-view coming up, you said?
Yeah.
It was all work.
Next episode is the PPV.
Macho Man. No, they're Macho Man's fighting Hollywood.
Right.
So what the fuck?
And then next week they change, or they just tag.
Right.
And then at the next pay-per-view for WCW, it's Sting versus Savage for the championship.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, I don't know. A bunch of shit's about to happen here. Because we are only 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks until the first Raw win in 83 weeks. So, yeah.
Hogan versus Macho Man again. What the hell is going on here?
World title. So Hogan or Macho Man's the champ. I think Macho Man wins the title from Sting.
Oh, no shit.
Nash versus Sting was the world title. So Macho Man versus Hogan's got to be the... Right?
What the hell?
That's 3 weeks in a row. There's a world title on the line.
Or pay-per-view on the 19th? 419?
Yep. Spring Stampede, Sting versus Savage. Savage wins the championship. Good luck at him. Nice. Good for him. Give him the belt at a time like this.
Right.
And then, peep this, yos.
Peep that, though.
We have Stone Cold versus Mr. McMahon for the world title on... the first Raw win in 83 weeks. So Vince and fucking Stone.
Man.
Vince and Stone Cold. It's fitting that they get the first Raw win.
Dang, they got 2 world title matches.
Dang. Yeah, for both companies, yeah.
Dang, and then Stone Cold's fighting a game for the world title.
Stone Cold versus Goldust. Stone Cold versus Stone Cold and Vince McMahon versus The Rock and D-Lo coming down the line.
And then somehow we get Mick Foley versus Terry Funk. So Chainsaw Charlie and Catch a Jack are long gone.
And a no holds barred. Then we got Briscoe, Patterson versus Stone Cold, Stone Cold versus Undertaker, Kane versus Undertaker, New Age Outlaws, DOA versus LOD 2000, Gay.
Goldberg. Now they're going to do a number one contender match on Raw with Kane versus The Undertaker.
Goldberg versus Chavo. Goldberg versus Glacier. That's Goldberg's first main event. And then it's Goldberg from here on out, dude, because he fights Goldberg versus Hogan for the world title shortly down when he wins it. Damn, dude, Goldberg didn't take long to win the world title, did he?
Nope.
Right there. That's all coming down the pipeline. Hopefully we don't miss more weeks and try to save this one. Other than that, we'll be back next week. Uncensored, Macho Hogan, Luger Sting versus Hogan, Savage on Nitro, Luna versus Sable on Raw for week 132 And this is week 131. We are the Mouth of Michiganders with
Bang Dang.